Right now, we are joined by Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Gov, you are on fire.
Oof, let me tell you, man. I'm telling people, just bet with the Gov, man. You're going to be okay.
I'd be a lot better off if I did, sir. I'll be honest with you. We got to see you last weekend, and obviously we got to make our picks going forward here. But what'd you think of that atmosphere and then the ball game that followed in Baltimore last week for Ravens Commanders?
So I got to tell you, I mean, the atmosphere is bananas. And you know what was really wild was that, I mean, listen, it was in Baltimore, so it was a home game for the Ravens. But there were really moments in the game that you couldn't have told that it was a home game for the Ravens.
Yep.
And it just shows that the fan base is back for the Commanders, and it's not just the fan base is back, the team is back, because you know, even though the Ravens showed why they are the most high powered offense in the NFL, and honestly I don't know what NFL team is going to have an answer for the kind of offense that the Ravens have pulled together. The thing that you do know is, even with a loss, that was a game that showed that the Commanders are for real. Jaden Daniels is for real. And how the offense is actually developing around him is for real. And so it's really interesting seeing what's happening right now. I don't think there's any question at all about who is the best team in the NFC East. And you know, we're talking about a team now with the Commanders. They are absolutely going to be playoff bound. I mean, this team is legit.
They really are. And getting to watch Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson in that atmosphere and kind of trading punches. I never thought the Ravens were really in danger of losing. Right? I don't know if you felt the same. Like, they were kind of controlling the game. But yeah. Jaden had no fear in there was nothing. The moment was not even close to too big for him.
Correct. That's exactly right. And listen, I mean, like, you know, it showed that there's still holes for the Commanders. I mean, you can't give up 30 points and think that that's going to be okay. That even if with a high powered offense, your defense has got to do better than giving up 30 points. But the thing that we saw was that even when the Ravens scored, the Commanders had the ability to respond. And that's what you look for in your offense, is never let your team, even if your defense is weaker, never let your team get too far behind. And the offense was good enough in order to make that happen against the Baltimore defense that, you know, frankly, isn't you know, top of the league, but is not at the bottom of the league either. I mean, mm-hmm. The Baltimore defense is still a really good defense. And so it was a good game. But, again, I think it really showed that, you know, that for the Ravens, you know, the entire AFC really has a problem on their hands trying to deal with these Ravens who are now on a, you know, four-game winning streak, and the offense is just absolutely clicking.
Yeah, I mean, now that they've got it kind of cooking with Henry, too, that's a loaded.
A team that's going to be – only team that's going to give them a problem, if they got four great down linemen, I think they can affect them. If you don't have four great down linemen, you got problems.
Yeah, because if you got to commit backers to the line of scrimmage. Go. Yeah, I'm with you, man. All right,
I think that's exactly right.
You are red hot, sir. Do you want to get to the picks?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
20-11 on the season, three straight weeks at 4-1. Gov, do you feel a 5-0 week coming?
Hey, JP, can you say that again? Can you say that again?
Three straight weeks at 4-1. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Can you say it a little louder, actually?
if folks are betting, there's.
I heard you. I want everybody else to hear you.
There is cash to be made here. Let's start with a loser leaves town match. Eagles Giants, where I wonder, I feel like a coach could be fired by Tuesday.
Especially if Saquon has over 100.
I'm not even sure if the coaching staff is going to be the same by the time. You know, one, I think the Eagles are going to win. But here's the thing. No one is looking forward to watching this game. Because these are not good teams. They're not teams that are – they're both two teams that are just playing down. And frankly, you know, and I think the challenge that you have for the Eagles, and again, I know it sounds like a broken record. I'm going to say it again. As long as they have this coaching staff on board, the Eagles will not be successful. They actually have a roster that's decent on paper, but the players are not playing for the coaches right now. So, I mean, so the benefit that the Eagles have going into this game is kind of, you know, it's twofold. One, You got Saquon. And I think Saquon has a personal bone to pick.
Yeah.
And I think Saquon is looking forward to this game. He's had this game circled on his calendar for a long time. And the second thing that is going for the Eagles is they're playing the Giants. And I think that is going to be very helpful for the Eagles. So I think this is going to be an ugly game. I don't think this is going to be a really, you know, appealing game to watch, but I do think the Eagles end up pulling it off.
Hey, Gov, can I ask you, you've been in, I imagine, a lot of difficult press conference settings just in the political realm. I don't know if you saw, but the Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni brought his kids into the press conference last week. I just thought that was such a cowardly act. Apparently he's done it before and there's some standard for it. But did you notice that? What did you make of that?
You know, it's funny. I didn't watch. I heard about it. I mean, you know, I think the idea was that people are going to be a little easier if your kids are there, which might be true. But also the thing I heard about it was they weren't that easy on them either. So,
right.
I mean,
Philly.
I'm not sure if they still grilled them. And they should. Listen, these are high-pressure jobs. And these are jobs where the bar and the expectation is very high, especially when you're coaching a place like Philadelphia. It's like, you know, listen, these are folks who throw batteries at you if your team doesn't play well. So it's like, so there's a very high bar, you know, for what people want and what people expect. And so I didn't see the press conference. I did hear about what happened with his kids, but I also heard they didn't cut him much slack either.
That's true. All right, we got a.
They shouldn't.
It's an awesome weekend in the NFL games wise.
We
got a Super Bowl rematch: Niners Chiefs.
Mm. I tell you what, man. I mean, you know, this is, and you're right. This is going to be a great week of football, with the exception of the Eagles Giants. But this one is going to be a real showdown. Now the thing that is really fascinating to me about this is the Chiefs are still undefeated, but they're the underdogs, which is fascinating to me because I just feel like the Chiefs are not getting the respect that they deserve and the respect that their play is actually showing. And so the Niners just haven't shown me anything to prove that, you know, that they are, know that they are, you know, the team that everyone should be looking out for, or a team that frankly can beat the Chiefs, who still, again, are undefeated. So the fact that McCaffrey is still out, I think, is a very big deal, especially in this game, because McCaffrey is always the X factor in this. And as long as he's out, I always think that that's going to be a huge bump against the Niners. So I go with the underdogs in this. I go with the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs remain undefeated. And I think that people continue blowing them off and saying that, oh, they're not the same, until we'll see what happens, who makes the Super Bowl this year.
They're back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
And the same scenario just happened where the Niners were favored in the Super Bowl, and here
Correct.
We are again.
And they lost. and they had people.
And by the way, McCaffrey's still out.
Everybody else was healthy. Yes.
Exactly. And so I don't get it. Like, the level of disrespect that people continue to give to the Chiefs is wild. But you know what? Hey, it is what it is, and the Chiefs don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm telling you, man. I remember in the AFC Championship game, because I was there when they were playing the Ravens, and the Ravens came out just like hyped and excited, and the warm-ups were just like, you know, electric, and the Chiefs came out so calm. The Chiefs came out so just like relaxed, like we've been here before, y'all. And I remember watching them warm up and thinking to myself, damn it, we're going to lose this game. Because they're not fazed. Yeah. And so I do love the fact that they are not fazed.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's keep it going. Another big one. You've got the only other undefeated team in the NFL in the Minnesota Vikings, just like we all expected, playing the Lions, surging Detroit Lions.
Yes. This one, you know, and I say, with the exception of the Ravens game, this is the one I'm actually most excited about watching this weekend, because I just think these are two legit good teams, and I don't think this is the last time these teams are going to see each other, because I think that they've got a, you know, because they'll probably see each other in the playoffs as well, and they're both playing really, really good football right now. I just think right now that the Vikings are just showing a level of consistency. And just showing also just a level of grit that I think is just incredibly important. And the other thing is, too, is no one has figured out an answer for Justin Jefferson at this point. You know, I'm pretty sure he scored a touchdown in every single game this year so far. at least one touchdown, which is wild. That you know, you have all the game tape, you have all the schemes, you have all the strategy, and you still cannot keep him out of the end zone. And so I think that the Lions are a really good team. I think their run game, especially when you're looking at what's happened with Montgomery and Gibbs, has been unbelievable what you've been able to see. And I do think this can be a close game, but I think the Vikings pull this one off.
It's going to be fat. If they get to 6-0, at some point, people got to talk about Sam Darnold in a very different light.
I think it actually has to happen already. I mean, honestly, I think he has done it. First of all, he has enough of a body of work. And I know it's been sporadic, but I think he has enough of a body of work even going into this year to show that he's a legit QB. And then I think when you look at what he's done this year, and again, you don't get to 6-0 just because.
Right.
It's pretty rare air when you get into teams like that. And so I agree with you. I think there's going to be a different kind of conversation about it. But not to mention the fact they're at home.
For sure. Heck of a matchup for your boys this weekend. Ravens, Bucks. Yeah. The Bucks are good. They got Vita Vea on the D-line is a horse, and then they got receivers. Baker's playing well. What do you think in this one?
You know, the Bucks are good, and I think they're playing well. And I think you're also seeing where Baker's actually he's more consistent than I thought. I mean, I remember the first couple weeks when he was just putting up like silly numbers, MVP numbers, and I was like, yeah, that comment is gonna come back down, come down pretty quick. He's definitely cooled off a little bit, but he's still been pretty hot, which is a big deal. I also just think that the Ravens are just on top of the football world right now. And I just do not think that that there is an answer. Now, one thing that I am concerned about is the defense is just not stopping enough, and particularly when it comes to our secondary. And I think that's the kind of game that Baker Mayfield likes. I think that's the kind of game that the Bucks like, and where the Bucks have been able to exploit other teams has been when you just they have not been able to stop the air game of the Bucks. So I think that's real. At the same time, though, the Bucs have not shown that they have the capacity to stop the kind of running game that the Ravens are going to come with. And we just have too many weapons that you can play around with when you're the Ravens. So I think the Ravens go down to Tampa Bay, and I think the Ravens come back with a win.
That'd be a big one, man. Get to 5-2, really assert yourself kind of. And maybe not the top dog because there's KC still floating around, but. You go down to Tampa, get that win on Monday Night Football. I imagine that place will be buzzing. Obviously, they've dealt with a lot of natural disasters over the last month or so. That's going to be a really good game.
It is. It is me a good game.
I don't think this was going to take you too long. Commanders versus Panthers.
Commanders. Commanders. We don't need to spend no time on this one. The Panthers. I'm embarrassed for them. I'm embarrassed, for what they're pulling together. I think that the locker room is chaos. I think that they really thought they had their QB and now realize that they didn't. And that's actually, that's really hard for an NFL team when you go all in on somebody who you think is going to be the franchise. And this early on, you basically say, like, my bad, we got it wrong. It's just hard. I think the Panthers are about to hit a really difficult drought, and I think the Commanders are showing that that this is not a fluke and this is not a game for them. They're really playing good football right now.
All right, Governor, I got you. I got you taking the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Vikes, the Ravens, and the Commanders.
That's it. We gonna stay on a roll on this one.
Now, Gov, you've only run. You told me this the other day. You've only run for an election once, and you won it. And right now, you're 4-1 3 weeks in a row, 20-11 through 6 weeks. The only thing left is to go 5-0, sir.
I know. Well, I just say, I'm very happy with our performance so far this year. We're not going to get too overconfident because, it is still only about halfway.
You don't want to peak too early.
But you don't want to peak too early, but damn. Damn. Look at those numbers.
Thank you, Governor. Have a great weekend.
Man, appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, guys.
Gotcha.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on fire with the picks. Absolutely on fire with the picks.